Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House Republicans have voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. As NPR's Ximena Bustillo reports, the historic move is not likely to get very far.
House members voted along party lines to impeach Mayorkas for, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law in enforcing border policy and, quote, breach public trust. Mayorkas is the first cabinet member to be impeached since William Belknap, Secretary of War under President Grant in 1876. The House's successful impeachment vote comes a week after another failed vote on the measure. Three Republicans joined a unanimous Democratic caucus to block the effort. This time, thanks to the return of Representative Steve Scalise after an absence to seek treatment for blood cancer, they were able to overcome the opposition to pass the impeachment measure. However, it is unlikely that he will be convicted in the Senate or removed from office. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News.
Democrat Tom Suozzi has won a special election for an open U.S. House seat from New York. Suozzi beat Republican Mazie Pillip to fill the seat vacated by Republican George Santos and narrowed the GOP majority in the House. Santos was expelled from Congress last year after being indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud and identity theft. He admits lying about his background in order to win votes in 2022. President Biden is pressing House Republicans to approve a $93 billion supplemental spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine. Biden warns that opposing the measure will play into Vladimir Putin's hands. However, as NPR's Eric McDaniel reports, some GOP lawmakers do not seem concerned.
A majority of Senate Republicans didn't back this bill. It was supposed to be bipartisan. It was something Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell obviously cared a lot about. But for the senators more closely aligned with GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's sort of anti-alliance, America First wing of the party, this is just not the kind of foreign commitment that makes sense to them.
NPR's Eric McDaniel. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders. NPR's Joel Rose has the story.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants all cockpit voice recorders to capture 25 hours of audio, up from the current standard of 2 hours. The NTSB says that's not enough. The agency cites at least 14 times when lost evidence has hindered its investigations, including the incident last month when a door plug panel blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet in midair. Cockpit voice recorders are designed to capture conversations between pilots and any other noises that might help investigators. A proposal from the Federal Aviation Administration would require the 25-hour standard, but only for newer planes. The NTSB is pushing to retrofit all aircraft with better voice recorders. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. An Oregon resident has been diagnosed with bubonic plague. State health officials say the patient likely contracted the bacterial disease from a sick pet cat. They say the patient's close contacts have received medication and that there are no reports of additional infections. Only a handful of cases of plague are detected each year, usually as a result of flea bites. The oil and gas industry is challenging the Biden administration's effort to limit new drilling in federal waters. NPR's Michael Copley reports that the plan is also facing pushback from environmental groups.
The Biden administration has said oil and gas companies will be able to bid for drilling rights in just 3 areas of the Gulf of Mexico in the coming years. It's the minimum the government legally had to offer to continue handing out leases for offshore wind projects. A trade group for the oil and gas industry wants a federal court to review the government's plan. The American Petroleum Institute says the U.S. risks becoming more reliant on imported fuel that's produced with more climate pollution. Environmental groups also want a court to intervene. They say the government didn't consider how future drilling could hurt endangered species and Gulf Coast communities. The U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management didn't respond to messages seeking comment. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Attorneys representing Harvey Weinstein will be back in a New York courtroom Wednesday seeking to overturn his 2020 rape conviction. They will argue that the disgraced movie mogul did not receive a fair trial because of pressure from the hashtag MeToo movement. Weinstein received a 23-year prison sentence for that conviction and a 16-year sentence for a similar conviction in Los Angeles. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.